Someone said that either the apocalypse finds a man mad or leaves him mad. Think of some cases of the recent past that we know of. David Koresh in the United States, Shoko Asahara in Japan, Luke Lurie in Europe. There are thousands of mystics who flock to Jerusalem every year looking for the Messiah to be revealed or to reveal to everyone else that they are him. Can we study the Revelation without one out of four of us losing their mind? Think about that. not his full regalia. It's not what he wore into the most holy place. But it is what he wore that discerned him from all the other priests in his daily duties. He's standing there in a robe all the way down to his feet. Remember, the robes for the priests went all the way down to their feet, and it went all the way down to the end of their wrist, and it came all the way up to the end of their beard. And he's wearing a golden sash across his chest. So he's dressed like who? He's dressed like the high priest, if you will. The one who is the high priest. This is where he is. The glorified Christ. And John goes on with his description. His hair was white like wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, which has been made to glow into a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. Again, this is all new to John. The only thing he starts with, he goes, is that kind of looks like the Son of Man, I remember. Kind of. But completely what? Completely different. He hasn't seen him like this. Actually, he has. But it's funny. It must be different than the non-transfiguration. That was the last time John saw him this way. But guess what? He didn't have the context to put him in the context back then. See, when he sees him again, he knows that Jesus has died and been resurrected. He couldn't describe it. He doesn't have the context of what Jesus actually has done. As a matter of fact, by the Mount of Transfiguration, they're still not 100% sure who he is. God has to tell them that day. This is my beloved son. But he hasn't seen him like this. We have, if you've read the book of Daniel, we have. Right? We've seen this, we have. If you read the book of Daniel, basically Daniel, he says, as I watched the throne set in place, and an angel went through his throne, his clothing was white. It was white as snow, and the hair of his head was pure as wool. His throne was fiery flames, his wheels were burning fire. We've seen it before. Thanks to Daniel. I, Daniel, which means you and me, right? We've seen it before. And what was he doing here? Do you remember? Ancient thrones were set up. Remember, books were taken and opened up. John says, the one is like the one he knew personally. Jesus already told him that he here is the first and the last. Everything that he knew by John, he knew by Matthew 17. But this is different. It's one like the Son of Man. And he falls down before him. But listen, not to worship. He falls down before him because he's what? Because he's afraid. Okay? When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, do not be what? Do not be afraid. John doesn't fall down and worship. John's actually what? Afraid, which makes a good case. Had Jesus not given him that familiarity, it might have killed him. But he said, I did, nearly did. I fell down my what? Like a dead man. That's what happened to Daniel. That's what happened to Daniel. But Jesus says what? Do not what? Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid, he says, I'm the what? I'm the first, and I'm the last. I'm the living one that was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Notice he didn't tell him to stand back up. He said, go ahead and worship, just don't be what? Just don't be afraid. Very important in the end time, people, that no matter what happens from here on out, he says, please continue to worship. It's the only hope we got. But worship without what? Worship without fear. No matter what you see, no matter what's going to happen, no matter how horrible God's worship gets, we're to worship Jesus, but not out of what? Not out of fear. Guess what? The counterfeit gods that show up in these visions, the counterfeit gods that have been around in our past and will come again and will manifest themselves, they use fear to get them to worship them, not this one. In fact, maybe the one big difference between the beast and the lamb that was slain is that you can worship the lamb that was slain without fear. In order to worship the beast, you have to fear him. So in the end, you worship, yes, but you worship without what? Without fear. Don't be afraid. What is it about the end that will make it difficult to worship him? Again, a false God-like power coming. Daniel's vision grew to sin. And Daniel, it looked like a little horn. Remember, we have for